Yes, kids, it's Tube Talk on WRCA 1330 AM. Yes, it is.
Free. a slave to you, and so I'll never be free.
Well, how's that for some nifty music to kick things off? I'll take Tallulah. It's Frank Sinatra, Tommy Dorsey, and the Pied Pipers. And if that doesn't make you roll up the rug and do some dancing, I don't know what would. And then we have Tennessee Ernie Ford singing along so very nicely with K-Star, I'll Never Be Free. I love that guitar. Kind of sounds like somebody has a Les Pulverizer somewhere going on, doesn't it? This is Tube Talk. The station is WRCA. Friends, you've no doubt heard that there's a thing called news radio, sports radio, and talk radio. Well, this is vintage radio. And this is vintage radio at its best. And you know, people, I have a few questions for you. Oh, no. I can see the faces being made already. You ever remember the thrill of grinding your own Red Circle coffee at the A&P? Do you even remember the A&P? How about taking your little wagon to the store, maybe to the First National on the corner to buy milk and bread and such? The smell of sawdust on the floor in the meat market, the clink of the cases of bottles taken on return, perhaps. First National became Finest and even lasted into the generic area. I remember they had a Finest brand beer. And, of course, nothing was tastier than Finest Cola, which you could also de-rust a chassis from an old RCA with that stuff, I'll tell you. Take the enamel right off your teeth as well. And don't forget those S&H green stamps. Oh, boy. Do you remember when the gas station gave you something for filling up besides a bill? How about a trip to Goldblatt's on State Street, that great street, if you're a Chicago guy or gal? Food Fair, Acme Grocery, do you recall those squeaky wooden floors in the 5 and 10 cent store or your favorite hardware? Do you remember when the dishwasher was a person and not an appliance? And you know, there was an order to doing the dishes too. There's a ritual, you know, glasses first, silverware next, plates third, pots and pans, the greasy things last. This was a science. Do you know how to iron a shirt? You know, that's a fast vanishing art form. Ever have carrots brought up from the root cellar? Remember when canning was not about getting fired? And you know, I can see the faces out there. What perchance does all of this have to do with antique radio, you're asking? Well, radio was relaxation and entertainment when the chores were done, and maybe some company for Ma when she was donning your socks and scrubbing floors, those soap operas and such and news programs. Radio was there for generations that came before us, and it is our job to keep it fun and to keep their sets going and glowing. Maybe you could have got a nifty clock radio with those 7,354 green stamps you're still holding on to. Hey, who remembers Brusher Brusher with Bucky Beaver and a pint of toothpaste? Enough already. I hear it. I hear you. Maestro, please save us from all of this. Thankful.
so tired of this dull routine. Up to town on the 8:15. Back at night, off to bed, and then get up and start it all over again.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer. No need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town. We'll visit every state.
And I'll repeat, I love you, sweet,
in all the 48. Oh, let's go again to Niagara.
And listen, this time we'll look at the fog.
Yes, let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Hit the road and really get away from it all.
Let's motor down to Miami. Let's climb the Grand Canyon wall.
And let's catch a tuna way out in Laguna.
Let's get away from it all.
Let's travel south of the border. I'll get a real Spanish shawl.
For me, a muchacha.
But not while I watch
her. Ouch, let's get away from it all.
They say there's no place quite like home. A charming thought and pure.
Not true. But until the world we roam,
how can we be sure?
Let's spend a weekend in Dixie. I'll get a real southern draw.
Another one? Then off to Reno.
But just to play Keno,
let's get away from it all.
In all the 48.
Off to Niagara South. This time we're digging the fall. Yes, we're leaving. We're hitting the road. Oh, we're leaving. We're hitting the road. Yes, we're leaving. We're hitting the road. Oh, we're getting away from it all.
Yes, and if you guessed, that was Frank Sinatra, the Pied Pipers, and Tommy Dorsey. You guessed right. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a powder, go up to Boston for chowder. Now, there's a line for you. I love that one. You know, and I really enjoy the Harry James and the Tommy Dorsey Sinatra era, as I was opining a couple of weeks back. And I sort of view that as the apex of the Frank Sinatra period that I really enjoy. And I guess the Pied Pipers did a little gig with Tommy Dorsey, and then in one of his fits, I guess his temper ran very hot and very cold sometimes. I guess one of the Pied Pipers gave him some bad directions at a railroad station, so he fired one of them, and the whole group left. So have to enjoy it while we had it. And I love that Tallulah song, very perky, very kind of that rumba beat. And, you know, from 1942, sort of a dark period, you know, current events-wise, 1942. Let's see, sales of new cars had been banned in 1942 to divert steel to the war effort. The Battle of the Bataan would be coming. The Japanese would invade Burma. Japanese submarine shells Santa Barbara, California. Let's see, July, Admiral Karl Dönitz withdraws U-boats from the U.S. Atlantic coast due to our effective convoy measures. Guadalcanal was down the road there. I mean, some serious stuff. And a song like Tallulah, a real picker-upper. And what can you say? Just a great period of music, despite what was going on in the world.
Down in Washington, D.C., men are working busily in a place they call the Mint. They make points and also print very excellent engraving, which the rest of us keep saving, printed up in black and green. It's the darndest stuff you've ever seen. If you got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it, shame on you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Them that have it, get more of it. Less they need it, more they love it, and it sticks to them like glue. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Ask the rich man, he'll confess. Money can't buy happiness. Ask the poor man, he don't doubt. But he'd rather be miserable with than without. If you spend it, please be wiser. If you save it, you're a miser. You don't want it, you're cuckoo. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. La, 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 loo. A nickel or a dime, a penny. La, 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 loo. It's better than not having. A dollar or a quarter. La, 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 la. Makes people do a lot of things they hadn't ever ought to do. If you're lucky and you make it, you're so frightened, who might take it? Stomach troubles come to you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. If you got it, you've got trouble. If you haven't, trouble's double. If you grab it, jail for you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Birds don't got it, still they sing. Eating worms upon the wing. Ideal life, some folks affirm. So okay, you're a bird, but suppose you're a worm. It's a bad thing. Oh yes, very. Full of germs unsanitary. Will we have some? Oh, thank you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
Tube Talk is very pleased tonight to have Larry Gassman join us on the air this evening. Larry is the president of Spurdvac, is the host of Music and Memories, as well as Same Time, Same Station. Mr. Gassman is a noted authority on the world of classic radio, an all-around swell radio guy. Larry, thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, and let's, for those who might not be familiar with your organization out there, you're based in California, let's start with the acronym. What is Spurdvac?
Spurdvac is the Society to Preserve and Encourage Radio, Drama, Variety, and Comedy. They took it sort of from the barbershop organization that used to be the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America, Incorporated. I'm a member of that as well, and we've changed that name to BHS now, which is Barbershop Harmony Society. But they decided long ago with Spurdvac that they would use a similar kind of an acronym to get people interested and just have them kind of look and say, wow, that's a long name. Does it fit on a check? so it's turned out that we've kept it over 40 years now because we started in 1974.
Yeah, it's kind of catchy, too. And, you know, your 40th anniversary, and it's great that, you know, people are still interested in this game, this end of the radio hobby. A lot of folks who are into radio preservation and restoration also are very fond of some of the great shows, be it recordings of some of our favorites, and anything that keeps the spirit of radio alive. So if that's a recreation or a radio play that they can actually attend and see how things go. I mean, that's really a treat. Now, before we get too far along here, I take it somebody who's president of an organization such as yours is somewhat in love with radio. How did you fall in love with radio? I mean, how did you really get interested in radio?
Well, my twin brother John and I were born in 1955.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't know anything about radio till the early 60s, so because we were too young to actually experience it.
Sure.
Originally. And then we began to hear programs that were resyndicated on the air in Los Angeles. Charlie Michelson had many across the country. And so we began to hear programs like The Shadow and Gangbusters and Fibber McGee and Molly, The Lone Ranger, just to name a few, many, many, many more. We liked them. And then time went on, and in about 1970, 71, some people were broadcasting them on FM. We enjoyed that, hooked up with them. Many of them became friends, and the collection probably began in about 1970 or so. And then in 74, Spurdvac formed, and in early 1975 or so, we began going to meetings and joined, and the collection grew from there.
The bug had bit, and there was no turning back, I guess, at that point for you guys. Now, you guys have some great events, some Super Spurdvac events, and a big 40th anniversary one coming up in November, and it's a big presentation. Tell us a little bit about what you folks will be doing and what's going on out there.
Well, the convention started in 1984, and for the most part, they've all been three-day conventions, mm-hmm. as is this one. It's November 14, 15, and 16 at the Burbank Holiday Inn Media Center.
Very good.
And so we'll be doing several recreations, including The Shadow. We'll be doing a program from 1938. We'll be doing The Lemon Drop Kid. Bob Hope starred in that show on Lux Radio Theater. Chuck McCann will be starring for us Friday night. We'll be doing panel discussions. Bob Lyons, who was an integral part of Spurdvac early on and continues to be, is hosting a panel about Spurdvac and its history. So some of us will be on that panel to talk about Spurdvac and the radio hobby over the last 40 or so years. Michelle Malik, who is president of the Eddie Cantor Appreciation Society, and Dave Grime, who is also the president of the Al Jolson Society, are going to do a panel on Eddie Cantor, who passed away October 1964, 50 years ago in October. So we're going to do a panel on him. Stuart Shokas will be doing a panel on radio interviewing, and he'll have several people to draw from at the convention to interview and chat. Also, I'm not doing these necessarily in order, but Stan and Hunter Freeberg will be there as well to talk about his career. They'll do probably an hour or so for us.
Oh, that's super.
Hour and a half. Yeah.
I mean, what a great personality.
Yeah. Stan's been on our show two or three times, and he's been at conventions in the past, and we always love to have him, and he'll be bringing a lot of his things to sign for people as well.
So in addition to all these presentations and panel discussions, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of great chat that goes on by all the people who are there, reminiscing about some of their great shows and talking about who's left and what's going to be, you know, on the agenda for next year. So it just sounds like a very exciting place to be.
Yeah, we've got Dragnet, Crime Classics, and Sunday Bob Mills will be there. He wrote for Bob Hope for 20 or so years on television. So he's bringing videotape, and so you'll see Bob Hope in action as well. A lot of these people get a chance to mingle. That's one of the things we want. We want the people who are fans to have the chance to mingle with the people who are involved, and so we allow plenty of time for that as well.
Now, you know, that kind of leads me to my next question here. Obviously, you wonder about, you know, who are the attendees, and, well, maybe who are the members of your group? So you maybe could tell us a little bit about the membership of your group. Who could be a member? Can anybody be a member? And then maybe is there a profile for somebody who would attend one of these events for the old-time radio fan? Is there a certain type of person who enjoys that?
I would think that the general membership, although there are people in their 20s and 30s, the mean age is probably 50s, 60s, and up, with some in their 40s. It's pretty much all ages, but it's usually the people who remembered the shows from long ago. There are a few of us. I'll be 60 next month, or next January.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. That's an exciting milestone. Yeah. So, you know, I'll make it, and I don't remember the shows, and there'll be a few people like me. Most people will be older. But there are people younger who have come, who love it, who fell in love with it. So we've got people from their 20s on up who will be coming to the convention as well. Anybody can join. Anybody can become a member. And anybody can come to the convention.
You know, in addition to a nifty website that has, I believe you guys even have some links to old-time radio broadcasts on the site, if I'm not mistaken.
We do.
And, you know, it has a nifty newsletter, the Radiogram, which I was reading an episode of. So, I mean, there's some nice information about how things were done. You know, there was a chat in the last one here in the column by the Mysterious Traveler, and that's a great name, you know,
yeah.
Great byline. And now,
right.
now a word from your Uncle Sam, and it's a story about, you know, the full-throated pitches that were given on the air for recruitment drives in, you know, in the great days of radio in the 40s. You know, so it kind of highlights some of the things you might not think about, as well as talking about some of the things that, you know, a lot of people, common knowledge would be, some of the great programs from the past. So I'd encourage you to check out the website, and if you want to support the group out there, hey, sign up and join. You know, I'm sure it would be appreciated.
There are a couple of ways to do it. You can go to www.spurdvac.com.
Mm-hmm.
Spurdvac is SPERDV as in victory, AC. And, you know, just take it from there. Follow the prompts. It's a very easy website to get around. If you need to talk to me, if you'd like information about joining, if you have questions, we have a toll-free number. We have about 600 people, almost seven, who are still members of Spurdvac.
Oh, that's super.
And the number is 877, so it's toll-free, 877-251-5771.
Well, that's great that people can still get involved in that. Now, you know, we have to ask a little bit here. What were some of your favorite shows? Maybe you could give us an example of some of your favorites. Maybe tell us why you liked them so much, whether it was the actors or the theme. We could pick maybe one. What was your favorite comedy?
My favorite comedy is Jack Benny.
Yeah.
I just think it was so well written and so well acted. And I just love the whole idea that Jack Benny, who is the, quote, comedian, always felt it necessary and better to give his laughs, his cast, the laughs.
Yes, 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 indeed.
Because after all, it is still the Jack Benny Show.
That's correct. You know, and
so it
doesn't
matter.
I agree wholeheartedly. He's one of my favorites, and he had a great supporting cast. I mean, who doesn't love Mel Blanc on the radio? You know, I mean, just all the great voices. But, you know, the nice thing about Jack Benny is I find many of the shows still very funny. But he was always willing to be the butt of his own jokes. And, you know, if there was going to be a mean joke or somebody was going to be made fun of, he let it be himself, you know, which was great for a star. And, you know, so much humor today, especially on TV, is sort of cruel and kind of mean-spirited towards people. And, you know, the Benny Show is a very high level, I'd say, as far as keeping everything on the up and up. Nobody really gets taken advantage of too much. It's all in good fun, and he's not afraid to be the butt of his own joke. Now, do you have a favorite Western?
I do, and I should also say about the Benny Show, I liked the show tremendously when I first heard it. I liked it even more when we had the chance to interview just about all of the cast members and all of the writers,
mm-hmm.
The background, behind-the-scenes people. And I liked it even more when I got a chance to hear about how they did what they did. It's a tremendous radio show that will never be forgotten by those who heard it. My favorite Western is probably Gunsmoke. That's probably no surprise to most people.
I love Bill Conrad.
Again,
what a voice.
Yeah, we've interviewed just about everybody on that show as well. And I just find it especially interesting and fascinating show. When they refer to it as an adult Western, they were absolutely correct.
Yeah,
and it just holds up so very, very well today.
Yeah, and there's a morality play, and some of them are a little edgy, and some of the characters are a little edgy for its time, and many people have commented that the television program was sort of, you know, I won't say watered down because it has its own merits, you know, as far as the actors, and it's a different type of show than the radio show was. But the Gunsmoke episodes make you think, don't they?
They do.
And it's
edgy by today's standards to some degree. Certainly not like some of the things you see on TV today, but for its time, you're correct. It was cutting edge, and there were a lot of things that had never been discussed. There were a few things that were inferred on that show, but they weren't blatantly discussed.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you kind of knew where they were going when they introduced certain topics.
Now, what did you have a favorite drama? Detective show, maybe?
Yeah, I like suspense. I liked Escape a lot. And it wasn't probably as popular as Suspense, but I thought for the limited amount of time it was on the air, just for 8 years total, and in many different time periods and days, I thought it was I thought the drama on that particular show was first rate. It was very, very high caliber.
Now, you know, I'll tell you how I got interested in all this, because I'm a little younger than yourself. This is very strange, because who remembers anything, you know, from school that's fond of memory? You know, I remember being drilled in French and not doing well on tests, you know, all the negative things you tend to remember. But I had an eighth grade English teacher, and she had some unique ways of doing things. And she actually got us interested in radio. She had some recordings, you know, at the time were on the record player, that she would play for the class. And we're talking about plays, you know, and she said, and this is an example of a radio play. And she goes, we can do one in the class because you can stay in your seats. And she had some basic equipment there. You know, we could make some very crude sound effects. So we had a property guy who was going to do some sound effects, and a pseudo sound man. And different kids in the class got a part to read. And, you know, I have to say, you know, I said, wow, you know, that was cool. Not only did I enjoy the recordings, I liked the whole idea of how it sounded, because what she did was she taped what the kids did, and then she played it back for us. Well, it wasn't, of course, as good as the shadow that we had listened to earlier, but it was kind of a fun thing, and it was a good way to get the kids involved. And I have to say that always intrigued me. And then, you know, I can remember CBS Radio Mystery Theater with E.G. Marshall, you know, when it came back, when there was this little push to bring back sort of the theater of the mind in radio. And didn't Mutual Network have something in the 80s where they had brought some stuff back?
Yeah. First, it was Sears Radio Theater, and then they changed the name and title in 1980 to the Mutual Radio Theater. So it was on for a few years.
And, you know, it was surprising that, you know, somebody like me, you know, not only did I have an interest then, it's kind of stuck with me. And then as I explored some of the programs that are available now that you can find, especially online, you know, just wow, so much stuff. And, you know, some of it, much like, you know, I'd say in TV, some of it wasn't the greatest. Some of it was okay. But some of it was really very well done. You know, great actors, great voices. And, you know, you turn out the light, and if you're lucky enough to be able to listen to this on a vintage radio with the dial light there, you can really kind of put yourself, you know, in the shoes of the listener. And it's just really great fun.
Yeah, I enjoy it tremendously.
Now, you know, it must be a blast, too, to see this done on stage. Do you have sound effects, folks? And you do a live presentation when you do these recreations. I mean, that's pretty neat to see it all going on while you're listening to it.
It's neat. You know, sometimes we'll turn to each other after an event has taken place and say, did we really pull this off? Because we've been lucky enough to get a lot of tremendously popular people to come and do this literally for free. And they do it for free because they want to do it.
Right.
And they don't have the opportunity anymore. And, of course, now that so many of them are gone now,
sure,
there aren't many left, but they still love doing it. And so they have the chance to see all the sound effects people on stage doing what they did so many years ago. Plus, we have live music, and we have the scripts. We do have the microphones, but we don't often use them because it does block visually. So the you have to do a few trade-offs.
Yeah,
but
well,
still,
I think it's worth
as close
it.
As it was. Yeah,
no, they sound like great events. Larry, maybe you can give your website address one more time for anybody who's interested and would like to check out some more information about SpurredVac.
Sure, www.spurredvac.com. SPERDVAC.com.
Hey, Larry, it's been great talking to you about some of the super times in radio. And as us radio enthusiasts, you know, we have a lot of folks who kind of cross over the line back and forth, and I'm one of them.
Sure.
Not only do I love, you know, the artwork involved in some of the design of these beautiful pieces of equipment and their technological prowess and, you know, what they were able to bring into people's homes, you know, the programming is just a whole other era of it. So I'd suggest anybody in the Tube Talk audience, check out that SpurredVac website. Radio still lives, and it's happening out in California. Larry, thanks so much for sharing what you do out there with us. We appreciate it. Have a great night.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity, Paul.
Thanks again. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hey, has anybody seen Harry Lime? Well, this is one for you. What a movie that was. That's the theme from The Third Man. What a film. You know, kind of an odd thing, but Joseph Cotten, Orson Welles. That's a movie. Sort of a strange thing, but I remember that scene. I think they meet on a Ferris wheel, Joseph Cotten and Orson Welles. The mysterious Harry Lime. Well, I tell you what. Tube Talk was pleased to have Larry Gassman share his radio goings-on out at SpurdVac. What a great organization out in California. If you're in that Burbank area and you'd be interested in perhaps attending that convention, what a chance to see some great stuff live and in person, 3 days. What a radio celebration that is. Larry, thank you so much for being on tonight. We sincerely appreciate it.
Shine on, harvest moon, for me and my gal. The night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine. Couples sitting underneath a willow tree, for love they darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go. Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, told the moon his little tale of woe. Oh, shine on, shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. April, January, June, or July. Snow time, ain't no time to stay. Outdoors and spoon, so shine on, harvest moon, for me and my gal.
Yes, that's Ruth Etting, Shine On Harvest Moon, that big old full harvest moon certainly out there these days. You know, we like to bring you different things we find in the world of radio ephemera, articles, ads, little things I think you might find of interest. This apparently, this is from a magazine, The Country Gentleman. 1922, a little something from RCA. I just have to kind of think back, you know, radio had to pitch itself, and what better company to pitch itself than RCA? Here we go. We want the farmers to know something about radio and the Radio Corporation of America. As a corporation formed at the suggestion of representatives of the United States government, we feel a sense of responsibility to the public and are especially desirous that the farmers of the country correctly understand our policy, service, and future hopes. The war forcibly brought home the knowledge that foreign nations largely control the international communication of America. Nearly all cablegrams cleared through London. Even when there was more direct contact with our other European points, the cables could be cut. several of the great scientific and engineering organizations of America had made progress in radio development work, but foreign interests were closely identified with the radio communications business, even in America. These foreign interests, therefore, were the only ones in a position to buy the expensive apparatus developed in America. Realizing the effect of such a situation upon the future of this country, representatives of the Navy Department appealed to American interests to establish an American-owned, operated, and controlled radio communications company powerful enough to meet the competition of radio interests of other nations to set up for the rest of the world the General Electric, Westinghouse, United Fruit, and American Telephone and Telegraph Companies, after long negotiations, exchanged patent rights and research facilities so that the best apparatus could be developed for the Radio Corporation of America, quickly and free from pertinent patent restrictions. It is because of this generous cooperation that the Radio Corporation of America was able to acquire the patents, which cleared the way for the building of a worldwide wireless system with powerful connecting stations in all parts of the world. And you know, friends, if you wanted to find out more about this, you could mail this handy coupon today to the Radio Corporation of America, Sales Department, 233 Broadway, New York, New York. I'm enclosing 35 cents, which is a pretty hefty sum in those days, let me tell you, for that neat booklet, Radio Enters the Home. What a story that must have been. The Radiola, which is registered trademark product of the Radio Corporation of America, gives at smaller expense than any other known communication service now available to the farmer. It brings into the home at small cost many things which cannot be furnished by other means except at greater cost. It brings other things which cannot be brought by other means at any cost. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where it all started. Well, if you're tired of listening to me, here's something really neat. Because you're the top.
At Word Poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, for I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy, you're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, you're Gobble's salary, you're cellophane. You're sublime, you're a turkey dinner, you're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that faded soon to pop, but a baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Thanks a lot, Ethel. Just remember, folks, you're Pepsodent. You know, and I still use Pepsodent, and I think they discontinued it at my store. What a crisis. Just another one I'm facing. Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed your experience here tonight at the zenith of the independently produced fine broadcast program. There we go. Yes, I'm a little tongue-tied. Well, you know, it's almost time for us to wander off into the evening here, so let's remind you all, it's tubetalk1@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Check out the tubetalkclassicradioshow.org website. Folks, thanks for listening. Tell all your friends, and we'll be seeing you.
That this heart and mind embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. Takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home. Sentimental.
Hey gang, stay tuned. Rockin' at Night with Peter Scheinfeld is coming up next.
Thank you.